The Ramban is Hakdama to Sefer Shmoyt. Right, Achrei Shehishlama Yitziro, Hiskol Sefer Acher, Binin Hamais Habom and Ramazim Ahim. After the Sefer Yitziro, Sefer Bereishis. So now it's the Telodes of the Shvatim and the Ovis. Binis Yachad Sefer Veile Shmoyt, a synopsis. What's the synopsis of Sefer Shmoyt? Binin HaGolus HaRish HaNigz Beferish UBegulim Imenu. It's Miyuchad for the Golus, which they started off with, and the Gula. L'chein chazar v'hitzchol b'shmoyt yoredim etzayim v'zparim apa b'shik par nechta v'zeh v'avorki yiridosim shem v'reishiz ha-golus kimi oz v'chalim. So that's why it starts again, v'eile shmoyt v'nei Yisrael. Already mentioned it when they're going out to Mitzrayim. The answer is because we're starting off the Sefer Shmoyt with the Golus. And starting with the Golus and coming to the Gula. Agav, it's interesting to see the Hemshech, what he writes. V'nei ha-golus einenu nishlam ad yimshuvim al makrim v'al ma'las avayisim yashuvu. When is the Golus over? At what point did they become geulim? Did they become free and redeemed? Geula. Kshiyotmi Mitzrayim, afapi shiyotmi beis avadim, adayin yechshavu geulim. The geulim says even though they came out of Mitzrayim, they were free from bondage, but they weren't. They didn't have the final redemption. They didn't have the redemption that was needed for them. They were still geulim. They're still in Golus. Kihoyu baratay lahem nevuchem amidbar, because they were stuck in the midbar. Kshuvo al har Sinai. When's the Gula? Not even when they come to Eretz Yisrael. Now when they left Mitzrayim, and now when they came to Eretz Yisrael. When is the Gula? When they have the matzav of Shechina Shurim. When they have the matzav of Oveis Himim Amarakova, that the Shechina Shurim Klal Yisrael, that's the Gula. Now just to reduch a little bit, what's the whole union of Golos? Very hard to understand what's the meaning of Golus Bechlal. Generally, we understand that when Klal Yisrael does something wrong, so as an Einish, they go into Golus. But if you look back in history, it seems that it never really helped us out too much. If you look through the whole Yeshua, basically it's very understandable. You see the whole Ishtalshlus, or the whole, come out, the whole Sefer Yeshua and Shreftim more than Yeshua, is that Klal Yisrael did Chatoim, and then the Goyim came to fight against them. They cried out to the Ribbono Shel Olam, they did Tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent somebody to save them. Again and again and again and again. Mamash. Do you see how it works out? The Shaila is, when it comes to Golus, you don't really see it so clearly. What exactly, with Golus, generally they ended up worse off than they were beforehand. At a certain point, they, right, and in the Mitzrayim, they went down to the Memtes Shari Tumah. And now, unfortunately, 2,000 years, to say that we are in the Darga of the people that were in the times of Beis HaMikdash is a joke, it would seem. So, what's the meaning of Golus? What are we gaining by Golus Bechlal? So, first of all, Chazal say that why was Kadosh Baruch Hu Mefazer Klal Yisrael Bein Umayis? It's Kadesh Yitayis Ma'aleim Gerim, that there is an Indian that the Goyim should see. Klal Yisrael, they should see what Am Hashem is. Kiddush Yitayis V'Aleim Gerim, that there should be a Kiddush Hashem. I just want to read something that I was sent out. Phenomenal. I presume a number of people saw it, but it's from it's in Wembley. I'm not even sure where that is. The arena. England? In England. Does anyone saw it?
No.
Fabulous. I'm going to read it to you. Dear CM team, it is 2 a.m. as I write it to you. Write this to you, having just gotten home from the SEAM. On behalf of the team, we must express our deepest pride and pleasure in being given the opportunity to host the SEAM event. When we were first approached in July by the committee, we had absolutely no idea what type of event this was, nor what to expect in terms of the program or what was actually going to happen. Working closely with the team, we began to gain an understanding, and as the date approached, I briefed our internal staff as to the nature of the event. However, nothing could have really prepared us for what happened. 6,748 tickets were scanned at the door. Aside from the top table rabbis, who entered via the VIP entrance, and of course, all your volunteers and the crew. There's a number of points that have blown us away. 1. We have a security cupboard in which we allow guests to deposit anything deemed dangerous or inappropriate. At an event of this size, we would normally have anything between 700 and 1,000 items. Tonight, we held nothing. 2. There was not a single incident of drunkenness, boisterous, or rowdy behavior. Not a single one. I have been at the arena for 28 months and accommodated over 300 events at the time. Never have we had no incidents. 3. All the team were blown away by the amount of thank yous that we received at the end of the evening. I actually thought that everyone had been instructed to do this. I am devastated that SEAM only takes place once every 7 years. This event was a delight for all of us. Becky Surrett, Operations Manager. So, to appreciate what Klal Yisrael is, It's not just the Ikar Kiddush Hashem is not by the Goyim. Benigdash Nibusayich Bnei Yisrael. That's why I'm reading it to everybody here. To appreciate Benigdash, the Kiddush Hashem which is created, and compared to the Goyim, when you're in Golis and you have the Goyim and you have the Yidden and you see, and everybody else is able to see the difference between what a Yid is. It's Pashur, and Yid is not just the conscience of the world. Yid is Olam HaShalim. It was what was meant to be. Right? That's what a Yid is. That's one nekuda. There's a more unique nekuda of Golis, which applies, I think, to each and every one of us. And that is that Be'etzem Golis, as the years go by, it gets harder and harder to be Yehud HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The further we are from the Shechina Aleim, like it says, so the harder it is to be Yehud HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're in Golis, Choshen V'Chas HaEretz, and therefore it's the Avodas Hashem is mean so much more, because the Chum Tzara Agro, the Meila, the Avodas Hashem means much more. First of all, it's Golis gives an opportunity to be Moiser Nefesh, Mesir's Nefesh is, right? What's the difference, the Chazal said, what's the difference between the Deres Rishonim and Deres Acharonim? Deres Rishonim, there were Moiser Nefesh, Rekadosh Baruch Hu, with Deres Acharonim, there weren't as much Moiser Nefesh. Golis gives the opportunity to be Moiser Nefesh. Volvo would tell stories. He mentioned this in context of the Golis. He says that in the Holocaust, there was a boy that gave away 3 days of his rations for a few pages of a siddur. He says, you know what that means to Ribbono Shel'olam? A little boy was able to give up 3 days of food to have a siddur, to have pages of a siddur. He says, you know. He said actually something fascinating that he heard from somebody who worked in the camps by the crematorium. And he said there was no one that went in really before the gas chambers. He killed. He says there was no one that went in without saying Shema Yisrael. Says people that were totally disconnected, and had they not been in the terrible Golis of the Holocaust, they would have been lost forever. They would never have. But in 1 second, on the deathbed, as they're going, they were able to connect to Ribbono Shalom, to have that dvikas, to be able to be zeicha to the Olam HaNitzchi in a way they never would have been had they not have that b'shas mesiras nefesh that they have. That was something that would never have happened had they been in a regular matzav. It's only the matzav of Golis. It's only the matzav of that such a thing can happen. And I saw that Chaskel Sarnan is the Yunim on Sils Sharm. He wants to darshan. He says that's Pshan and Chazal. Chazal say Sheker Achin v'Hevel Yoyfi Isha Yiras Hashem Itisalim. So the second drasha is Sheker Achin Zederish Al Moishav Yeshua Hevel Yoyfi Zederish Al Chizkiyo Isha Yiras Hashem Itisalim Zederish Al Yehud Bar Eloi Shishisha Tal Mechon Meskas Metalas Echad V'Iskim Materu. Says even though the Derish Rishenim of Moishav V'Yeshua V'Chizkiyo Hevel Achin V'Yoyfi as the Duras get further and further, Yehud Bar Eloi was 1,000 years after Moshe Rabbeinu, and they had a Milo Klapei Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua and Chizkiyo. Why? Because of the Lefum Tzara Agra. It says that continues. Every door gets more of a Lefum Tzara Agra than the door beforehand. Why? V'zehu gam soid He says that's not much going to be a matzav where you come out, don't see the Ribbono Shel Olam b'chlal. Everything is choshech. You can't see anything. You don't see the Shechina b'chlal. And mainly every mitzvah that a person does is worth so much. And it's really what the Arizal told of Chaim Vital. Chaim Vital asked the Arizal. He said, "How could I compare it to?" So the Duras Rishenim, that their minds were on a whole different level. He said, Fakert, he says, because we're so far away, the Mela, our minds were so hard, it's so hard for us to be able to Shem Karoi, so the Lefum Tzara Agra catapults our minds to rival the minds. He says, it could be even greater than some of the Tanoim. Their minds are even possibly greater than from the Bali HaTalmud. Very shy. So the Mela, that's really the Nekuda of Golis. Golis, it gives us an opportunity to do ma'isim that had we been in a regular matziv, they would not be worth so much. The further we go along at the Golis, if we haven't been zeiche to geula, so Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's more choshech. The Mele, even a smaller ma'isim has a koyach to take us out of the Golis. Till the point where we mamash, even the smallest thing, the ifas of the Mashiach, there's so much choshech machas ha'eret, that's going to be the Dura that's going to be Zeicha, because their Maisim, even though it's the smallest of the Maisim of all the Duras, but they're worth so much that they're worth even more possibly than the Duras 1,000 years beforehand and 2,000 years beforehand. And Memela, that's Yitzhari, that every year has to take with them, that there's nothing that's not kosher. A smile for somebody, one word of Torah, one capital Tehillim, call somebody to give a phone call to tell them I'm thinking about you. Any the smallest mice that a person has, and specifically, I would think, maybe Shevavim, starting, though it's not makubal in the Litvish yeshivas to speak about Shevavim, I don't think it's because it's not that the Litvish don't hold the Shevavim, because it's more for Tikkun Yisrael, which is something which is not really spoken about in yeshivas. The Altar of Kelm writes in that Yomim HaMesugolim B'Shana, the number one, I don't know if it was in order of, but it's number one is Yimei HaShevavim. So Salantik Yidu had away this in, it's not that, it's not that, these were not from the Hasidish Admir, more from the Litvish Agan. Certainly it has Shiroshim in Greta Zachen for sure, but maybe the Iker Nekuda of Shrivivim is in the Machshava. That means every Machshava that a person has, to think over after he closes the Gemara, he thinks for another 10 seconds, oh, what did I just think about being Masakum by Limud? That's the something which is worth a tremendous amount, and that's really the Iker Tikkun of Shrivivim. Just to quote the Egle Tal in his Akdama, he writes that the tikkun for the pagam of Aitzol Zer Levatola, he says, Ki tikkun abris tole b'yoyser b'liman atero, u'b'yoyser b'liman atero b'iyun. Al pish ma'asha shamati mi admari, b'firish divi azera kodesh, al chet shech azera levatola in a mail tshuvo. What, right? So supposedly, the Zer says that for Aitzol Zer Levatola is no tshuvo. He says, what's the pshat? Mishum de tshuva hu milev, ki dechsiv levava yavin vishov. Upegam shevezera hu b'moyach. Generally comes from the machshavis. Harei kilku lamayil mei mokum atzikun. Tshuva comes from the lev, and the moyach is higher up than the lev. And memela, the tikkun is not, the tshuva is not the right tikkun. It's not that you can't rectify it. It's that tshuva is not what rectifies it. Uvechem natalsi b'sefer zera kodesh, va'al kein iyun halacha shu b'moyach. Really, that's the machshava. Every machshava, especially machshava in Torah, machshava. The Mishnah Berurah writes in the Sheish Mitzvahs Tmidiyos at the beginning of Siman Aleph and Orach Chaim. He says anytime, what's the chinuch? Anytime that person thinks about it, he gets a tremendous amount of tzar just thinking about it. Bechlal, thinking about these mitzvahs. Ein kitzus chori. The kol zman, the kol rega, sheyakshu behem, kiyem mitzvah esay, v'inkeitz lamatan tzchar mitzvah, these sheish mitzvahs medias. That means with machshava, a person is able to mekayim inkeitz tzchar, so a person shouldn't think, what is it, I have 10 seconds, think about Avas Hashem, wow, thank you, Rebbeinu Shalom, that I have two eyes. Any small machshava like that, and befrat, machshava in tero, iyana tero, to think about to be misakim what you learned, to be mechadish, to try to take mitarat the kash of the achrenim. Certainly, that's the biggest tikkun for the Yemei HaShevavim, and that's the tikkun that maybe just will, Be'ezah Hashem, take us out of Golus.